News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Gunshots in a classroom as a shooter kills two people and injures six more at a Madison, Wisconsin school.
On the last week before holiday break, shots were fired at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Barnes says a second grader grabbed a phone.
Don't let that soak in for a minute. A second grade student. Call 911.
Chief Barnes says the shooter was a 15-year-old female student at the school.
Detectives have talked to her family members as well as conduct a search of the shooter's home here in Madison.
The shooting took place during study hall. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, Lieutenant General Igor Kirilov, has been killed by an explosive device planted in a residential area. Kirilov was wanted by Ukraine for using chemical weapons in the Russian invasion. New York Judge Juan Merchan has refused to dismiss President-elect Trump's conviction for falsifying business records in his hush money trial. Trump's lawyers argue that the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity should override it. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It just means that he does not view the Supreme Court's decision on presumptive immunity from criminal prosecution as binding on the case that took place in his state courtroom involving hush money payments.
The federal government says no threat has been discovered from those unexplained East Coast drone sightings, but CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen reports defensive action has been taken.
Drone activity caused officials to close airspace over one of the United States' most critical Air Force bases, the 88th Air Base Wing at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. So you can add that to the list of states where these drone sightings are happening, where incidents are happening, where, you know, officials are taking this very seriously.
It's time for Electoral College electors to confirm the results of the 2024 presidential election. CBS News contributor David Becker.
The chief executive of each state has ascertained who the electors will go for in each state by December 11th last week. And then those electors know to meet in their state capitals today to cast their votes, which will then be transmitted to Congress.
Federal grants are helping groups in New England to begin removing discarded and broken fishing lines, cages, and traps from the ocean floor off the coast of Maine.
We're working towards a goal of taking up the big piles of gear that are out there. And if we can do that, we could take millions of tons of trash out of the water.
That's Buzz Scott. He's president of an organization called Oceans Wide. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
this holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us about a new popping candy treat.
A crazy new food combination is snowballing on TikTok. Gummy bears doused in Sprite, refrigerated, then frozen overnight without the liquid.
Whoa! Oh my gosh, this is crazy. It's so big.
They double in size as they morph into mini popsicles.
Wow.
One fan gushes there's something extremely satisfying to the brain about the little pops the bears make during osmosis. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter of Colorado and Notre Dame's Xavier Watts are repeat first-team selections in the Associated Press All-America team. Boise State's Ashton Gentry was the only unanimous pick after he amassed one of the highest single-season rushing totals in history. 24 schools are represented on the first team, with Texas and Miami having two players apiece. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and gusty west winds in the overnight. Sunrise temperatures falling to the lower 30s. Even more clouds on the way going into Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. Snow will be likely Tuesday night. Accumulations will be well under an inch. Right now it's 37. WRJN.
There she was. Just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do what Rodeo Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Snow is white on the ground, and when old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's got a bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down,
he'll have a big fat. It's the holiday season.
A holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, you'll be coming down the chimney down. He'll have a big fat pack upon his back.
Yeah.
And lots of good is for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick. Hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season. If your sock goes just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
while the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get away too soon.
tries to do.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Go.
Summertime will me know. Although you run through, I'm attracted to you all the more. What do I need you so?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand that?
The sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two victims and the shooter are dead after a shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
A teacher and three students were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Two of these have been released and discharged from the hospital. The other two survivors are considered to be in stable condition.
The chief says the shooter, a 15-year-old girl, turned her weapon on herself and died. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says schools in Wisconsin have been working to make themselves safer.
Improve hardening at schools, and that's led to locks on the inside of classroom doors and reducing points of entry. Looking at the evidence and seeing that things like a confidential reporting system keep kids safe is also part of it.
He was tried in absentia by and wanted by Ukraine for using chemical weapons in the Russian invasion. Now, as BBC's Karen Giannone reports, he's dead.
Russian state media say a senior general in charge of Russia's nuclear protection forces has been killed in a bomb explosion in Moscow. Igor Kirillov and his assistant are reported to have died as they left an apartment building southeast of the Kremlin.
TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to block